My lad. She's not hitting on him. She's sucking on the ear and licking the face of the technician and looking over at him and totally distracting him.
Well, I suppose that could happen. Okay, so what we want to work on then is mental telepathy with kittens.
Yes, but with reward process.
With reward process, of course.
Now, it can also be used, I believe, it's at the depth of reason, is with telepathy. Is that you want them to be not so much focused in on just maintaining themselves and getting nourishment and warmth. Once they get to become more active, that's when you start to communicate.
Okay.
Now, learning the process at an early age for them is a step towards learning how to use that on humanoid offspring.
Excellent. Okay, we'll have one of those to practice on a little
Now,
while too.
yeah, something that's very hard, having trained felines that think in the now, it's very hard to break that habit. In fact, I've probably trained maybe about 20 felines, and I've only had one that succeeded.
Well, dolphins do the same, right? Dolphins don't look to the future or the past. They look only to the now, right?
I beg your pardon.
I don't know. I've never worked with them, but I was
They
wondering.
look to the past because there was a good hunting ground
Oh, see, I'm
with plenty
asking
of food.
you because you would know. I don't want it.
Yes, they look to the past because that was a good hunting ground. Maybe we should go back there one day. Or we don't go to that place because it was yes, I know, was a negative experience. One of their members got hurt or killed. And thank you.
About it.
Bye.
Create teams again.
Greetings. Okay. I watch on observe.
Oh, good. Yeah, you're getting to get an idea of what our little sessions go through here.
Yeah. I see problems need controlling. Non-speaking persons, no in here.
No observers.
Yeah. Up here, not down there. I think that problem, much distraction. Yeah?
To some people, that'll distract me too much.
Distract technician from doing efficient actions.
I can imagine.
Distract myself. If not good. Yeah? So, normal. When I do Ringmaster,
Just lay down the law.
yeah,
Absolutely.
much so.
Well, that's all the part of being a ringmaster.
Yeah.
Control of the environment that you're in.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, I put on Amol being next.
Excellent.
Work on catchphrase.
Anything yet?
I drive red convertible, age 25, kill 80, no, 9.
Keep working on it.
Straighten up and fly, all right.
There's a good one.
Better.
Oh, you got a better one.
Yeah, beware of Baron in Sun.
Beware of the Hun in the Sun.
Name,
Oh, the
Baron in the
Bear in the
Sun.
Sun. Even better. Yeah. That fits you.
Danke. Beautiful.
Oh,
Greetings and felicitations.
Greetings and felicitations. How's it going?
It is going well. I am much impressed.
Excellent. I am too. He's doing quite a good job spotting problems right away. We're having problems right away.
Yes, I think he is doing an excellent job.
I agree completely.
I have lined up for next week as a ringmaster.
Oh.
But it may be difficult because of his attention span. The man with the cane. So
I can see some possible problems there.
Yes. I am trying lots of different people. I was thinking of having another strict disciplinarian come in as a temporary ring mistress while she is here. However, she is just as playful as Alana and her girlfriend.
Okay, is that like her?
Yes.
I don't know, Barry's doing a really great job, though.
Yes, I think so, too.
He's going to bring in Tall, and that's really important, because I want to work with Tall. Yes. Recognize that and spot that right away.
You missed something.
Oh, I'm not there, so I'll take your word.
No, a comment that he made.
Oh.
He addressed somebody by her correct title and name.
Oh, you got that cut there.
Mm-hmm. Captain Harash.
Oh, he said, oh, I thought you were talking about the ambassador.
That as well.
Mm-hmm.
But he gave full respect to Laika.
Yes, that's very good.
And I think that is what is needed, although Tyr is sorely missed in her. She does spot problems. She is not as strict.
Well, she likes to have as much fun as everybody else.
Yes. But I think that the Baron needs this opportunity.
I think he's doing a great job. I don't know about the man with the can. A couple times I've talked with him, he was a little unfocused.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but...
And he wouldn't be able to wear a helmet.
That's correct.
So he'd have a tough time with the whole process like he did last time, the channeling facilities.
Yes. But
hey, I'm willing
to
try.
The man with the can has, when he is focused, and his mind is, he preps his mind beforehand for something serious. He would more treat us as if we were his plants.
Okay, well, you know the man better than I do.
I am more leaning to inviting the Baron back.
Got my approval.
He definitely needs something to replace his focus.
Well, this gives him good social interaction, too, which I think is very important, at least for Tuesdays.
His twitch, he has until he suits up, and he has it until he sits in the cockpit, and as soon as he grabs the control column, the twitch is gone. But I can see that it will start to affect him later on.
It's a degenerating effect?
Yes, I think so. He has lived too far and too long on that edge. I would be very upset to see him go the way that he wishes to go.
I agree
with
that.
But I understand what he is thinking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, he's probably didn't expect to last as long as it is.
He is one of the oldest, I would say the oldest, without a shadow of a doubt, active pilot.
I can agree with that. I mean, he's already a legend and he's still going.
372.
It's a legend and a half.
Yes. Most pilots are long gone by that time.
If they get to that point.
Yes. If once they get to that point, normally they are retired by the time they are 350 and have 50 years of retirement approximately.
Well, I don't think you do good at retirement either, though.
No.
I think you need something that, like you say, fill the void, give him some responsibility.
Yes, and I believe that offering him a instructor, non-flying instructor's job would be killing him anyway.
It would definitely make him less of what he is.
Yes, it would torture him.
I think a new career choice is great. I mean, it gives something to choose from that he doesn't know as well, and he gets to learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, he might prove to surprise you.
If he He's out of the room at the moment.
I figured as much.
Yeah. If he survives a month as a ringmaster, I may offer him something that I've only done a few times. Permanent resident status on the base.
Wow.
But I would have to put that before Samantha.
Right. Well, you certainly got my vote.
Yeah, it's just not worthy. It's your vote.
No, it's not. But I mean, I'll pay. Good reference for me. Could help.
Yes.
You never know.
The last person that I did was a little bit of a disappointment in the fact that instead of coming out of themselves, they remained as a horticulturalist specialist and became more reclusive.
Oh, can I have a can?
Yes.
Right. Well, still, he does, serves his purpose for that, though.
Quite very much so.
So I think you did a good job there.
The idea was to bring him more out and more active in his retirement.
Well, he probably felt out of place.
I think that is... Well, he didn't have much interaction with people beforehand.
So you think put him as a potential ringmaster would help that?
Possibly.
Yes, yeah, that's where I kind of see
it. It's a two-edged sword.
Quite right.
No, it may be worth the gamble. However, if the Baron... I may give the Baron a second week as a tryout and then try the man with the camp. But it's going to be on a week-to-week basis.
Works for me. Hey, you know me, I'm pretty flexible with all this stuff.
Yes.
You know, I'm just happy to be here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe in 5-6 months, Tian may come back as ring mistress. Well, maybe not.
Maybe not, maybe so. Like I say, she'd be welcome, definitely, with her, you know, intuitive aspect on Earth. But like I'm saying, the surprise that he might give you is he might start doing, you know, more research on what's going on down here.
Oh, I hope so.
And, you know, get more involved in what's happening on this planet and what we're trying to do with the conference.
Yes.
So I'm thinking he might be a really good aspect in that.
Certainly, certainly. The Baron is certainly a very unique individual with a very... interesting outlook and experiences that he brings to these sessions.
Oh, well, it's nice the fact he's already been working with the Earth so much to this point as it is, that I already feel like, you know, he's part of the crew anyway.
But also the fact that he is very spiritually aware and in tune and is very spiritually gifted. He has also seen the other side. The aggressive, negative nature.
See, I think working with a conference with us, it might be just what he needs.
It is possible.
Yeah, it's a stretch. He'd have to make some major moral changes in his attitude, perhaps.
I would not want that.
No.
That is something that he has to do on his own accord.
Oh, I know.
It's something that is not even suggested.
I agree, but I think that might happen.
Mm-hmm. But my biggest concern is the degenerative disorder.
Well, it's not going to affect his mind for a while.
Not for a while. But,
probably not even my lifetime.
He probably has no more than maybe 25 to 30 years.
Oh. Well, that would be less than my lifetime.
Yes. But you can see in the twitch in his arm.
Yeah,
it is something that, it is a warning sign. The deterioration, once he retires, could happen very fast.
Well, that's why I'm thinking this would be good for him.
Yes.
But if you want, do him another week. And, this is just a get comfortable period anyway.
Oh, yes. Most certainly.
So maybe on the second week, he'll feel more comfortable. And he'll do more interaction as far as what's going on.
And it will improve his English.
That's very possible, too. It's a good. Mm-hmm. Good route for him to go as far as, you know, finding some new challenges.
And also with him being here and suffering a degenerative disorder, it may help us.
True.
That we will be able to learn more about their physiology.
True. Carl wanted to help him a bit too, if I remember right.
I got the feeling that was more from Peter.
Oh.
So it is something that is... Pity does not work.
I think it's more of a professional kind of thing on her part. part.
But... Yeah, might have been both. I wasn't paying full attention. I was talking with Alana and her young lady.
Oh, okay.
And Alana is looking very radiant, I must say.
Mm. Well, she's doing great as a mother.
Oh, most certainly. Okay.
All right. We got a lot of work on to do.
Yes, tonight. Let us proceed.
Okay. A couple different routes we're going tonight. Unfortunately, I've got a lot of gray area stuff that hopefully won't go into the gray area.
Okay.
But it's on that, you know, that cutting edge kind of thing that I'll go on to later.
I'll tell you what, let's get them out of the way first.
Out of the way first? All right, fair enough. Let's go that route.
So that we do not waste time.
Okay. We have currently the... what's this doing here? We have currently a report from Mr. Bill Cooper on secret government and Zeta Reticuli.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I assume Zeta Reticuli, then the only ones are working with it. And this is working with the Majestic 12.
Yes.
Okay. Now, as I remember, there was an MJ-12 report that did came out. I've read a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that was a bogus report put out as a misinformation campaign.
That is correct.
This is currently, according to this, a corrected report.
Okay.
In this, we're working on, you know, various projects currently going on within the government. Various control control names for them, which are fairly interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The various projects within the government, of course, are dealing with capturing UFOs,
mm-hmm.
reverse engineering, communication with UFOs, and working on, exchange of information.
Mm-hmm.
Through this, we are getting, it's a long con. I wouldn't even bother trying to, you know, work through it. You probably know it more than I do.
Yes.
But going through here, it's an interesting fact that that I'm looking down and showing a main base for a alien species happening down in New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
an underground base. And there's a couple underground bases, or another couple other bases within the area of Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, from these bases, it's showing that, they're basically setting up shop, or they've set up shop, and our government is all set to, in case anything happens, take it completely out of existence.
Yes, that would be appropriate.
But not knowing the consequence of doing so, I'm sure they're a little more paranoid about even thinking about such a thing, but they are preparing for that eventuality. And I'm sure the aliens know that they're preparing for this eventuality.
Then the aliens have disabled that eventuality.
I wouldn't doubt that at all. I would if I were on their point. But what's interesting is they describe the aliens that they've communicated with as malevolent.
Mm-hmm. Malevolent?
Malevolent, which means hostile.
Mm-hmm.
And the description they give are definitely Zeta Reticuli. 3 to 5 feet in height, erect standing biped, long thin legs, small build, da-da-da-da-da-da. Our typical Zeta. Now, as I remember, Zetas in what we've worked with them before weren't exactly malevolent, hostile. But I think in the environment that they're working with us, that could very definitely happen.
Like anything, there are two sides to every coin, or three sides, depending on how you look at it.
True.
Put in the right situation, even the most placid beings will assume an aggressive stance to a lesser or greater extent.
Hmm. Okay. They also tend to lie a lot.
What is your definition of lie?
Saying something that is definitely not true.
Define not true.
For example, how they say that they claim Mayan is a hybrid creature by them, and they claim that all religion was created by them to hasten the formation of the civilized culture and to control the human race. They claim that Jesus was a product of their efforts. The aliens have furnished proof of these claims and have a device that allows them to show audibly and visually any part of history that they or we wish to see. They claim that O negative blood is the proof of hybridization, and our own science tends to bear that out, that claim. Now, that doesn't sound exactly from the truth that we have already come to discover. No. So, I would call that a good example of
yes.
their various mistruths that they're holding to, or discern, putting out.
But I could also be withholding information.
True, quite true. But again, like I say, from our personal experience,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of this information does show up as right. Now, a couple of things that I discovered beyond this report was the military working in conjunction with them and doing the same various experiments that the aliens are doing. Mm-hmm. Now, if this doesn't go too much out of weirdness here for us as far as where it's going, I'd like to work on it real quickly. Namely, in working with abductees
mm-hmm.
and doing regressive hypnotherapy. Abductees have seen through their regression both alien underground bases they've been taken to
mm-hmm.
and military bases, human military bases they've mm-hmm. been taken to. In both cases, they find tubes filled with a breathable liquid that they either put in or see other humans that are in those, and also other aliens, mm-hmm. in the case of the military bases. And in both cases, it's they are apparently shown that the tubes are for high gravity travel. So that if you are traveling at some 50 Gs, it won't crush your body by being within this liquid
mm-hmm.
Containers, I guess.
First of all, I would like to say that, yes, there are liquids or a liquid that will do that. However, if traveling at high velocity and high Gs, this is where the theory goes and goes wrong. What happens if you increase the G's on a fluid?
It compresses?
Compresses it.
Oh, it does.
So that would not work.
Is there a way that the containers themselves that hold the fluid would make a difference?
No, not really. Not unless they were totally sealed units that would be, without giving too much away, have a pressure equalizing factor.
So it is possible.
Yes.
Okay. So I agree that a tube full of water wouldn't work, but mm-hmm. perhaps in the way you describe it, it might.
Now, also, the people doing the regressions, mm-hmm. or the hypno-regressions, in a hypnotic state, an individual is very, very susceptible to having words and ideas planted within them.
I agree. I know that from personal experience.
Mm-hmm. They're very open and receptive. So anything that is given in a hypnotic state should be wary of in the first place.
Grain of salt.
Yes, especially if you do not have a confirmed source or do not witness it, or there is secondhand recorded information.
Okay.
Even secondhand recorded information becomes suspect because somebody is relaying the information.
Hmm. Okay.
And unintentionally, they may put their own interpretation, or as the phrase of the moment is, spin.
Ah, quite correct. Okay. On the same level that we're working on here, it has been shown, theoretically, that aliens who are people who are abducted by aliens and then return are shortly thereafter abducted by military men in black.
Mm-hmm.
And according to this report here, the aliens actually give a daily report of who they abduct. So that sort of makes sense, is that if they had a daily report of who they abducted, then the, you know, the military could go in, you know, next day and, you know, work with them at that point.
Mm. Where would I start? It is unlikely that they would give a daily report. I find it hard to believe that the special services would directly thereafter visit individuals that have been abducted unless they were vocal. And then the special services would want to know what was going on.
Mm-hmm. So they start telling the paper or something like that, I guess.
Correct. You are going to draw attention to yourself. Most abductees don't, for the simple reason that they are not quite sure what happened.
No.
And either feel ashamed or embarrassed or do not remember.
Mm-hmm. Or don't believe it.
Or, correct, don't believe it.
Right, they dismiss it as some weird dream they had.
That is correct.
Okay, and it probably wouldn't until they go through regressive therapy. They wouldn't realize it was anything less than that anyway.
Correct.
You know, vague memories and stuff. Now, it does show that the in autopsies on Zetas, that they have two brains.
No.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Okay. I was going to think that it didn't make so much sense since they're a collective anyway.
That is correct.
What's the point of having two brains? You only need one.
That is correct.
But this is just what I'm, you know, reading. Kind of get some information on your end. All right, going on to implants.
Mm-hmm.
Now, apparently, the implants that are put in are used for control. And that if they, the implants are attempted to be taken out, it kills the host.
No.
Oh, okay. So if an, an implant can be taken out, is it a studyable kind of implant that we'd be able to learn anything from?
No.
Oh, it's that foreign to us.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So is the what would be considered possibly the purpose on that?
I cannot disclose that.
Oh, okay.
Not because it is restricted information, but because anything that I would give away may have repercussions further down the road in the debates and discussions.
Oh, good point. But at least we know it can be taken out if it is discovered.
Correct.
How easy is it to discover it?
I can't say.
Oh, okay. No problem. Now, another thing they discovered was that magnetic fields across temporal lobes are able to affect the psychic abilities of a person.
No.
No. Okay. That was apparently one of the things that Ducties were given, was a magnetic field, I guess, something across the temporal lobes to inspire astral travel and psychic abilities.
If I was to tell you that a crystal that I gave you had magical powers and could make your astral travel better, do you know what would happen?
What?
It would make your astral travel better.
I suppose.
But why?
Because the brain thinks that it would.
That's correct. It's the placebo effect.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, is there anything you can tell me about how closely our government is working with the aliens?
Not as closely as people would like to think.
So is this information here, in other words?
That's correct.
Oh, okay. Because according to this, there is a group of aliens who actually, you know, do hang out on the Area 51 and do work with them on reverse engineering.
I cannot discuss that. However, your observations may give you an inkling of what is going on.
Correct. Now, here's a theory. It's not a question, just a theory. That if that were true, it would make some sort of sense in the fact that the aliens, in the hopes that they might have, that a craft might be brought that might have more technical abilities than their skills currently have. They could learn from its reverse engineering at the same time. But that's just a theory.
That's a very good theory.
Well, that way, I think they'd have a reason to do so. Just, okay, they get a Zeta craft. Well, they can, they certainly know how to make a Zeta craft work, but maybe there's something that they can make their Zeta craft better that they get,
The
thrown.
maneuverability and agility of some of our craft.
Just as for example, sure. And they could see a massive benefit out of that then.
Yes, but they would be missing one key element.
The dimensional shift.
No.
Oh.
Put it this way. When a pilot expires from old age, what
Oh, that's
happens
right.
to the vessel?
It's basically its soul or its brain goes with him.
Correct.
So if the pilot dies, so does the ship.
Correct.
Kind of a safety factor.
There is a symbiotic
That's right. I
relationship.
forgot about that. I've asked Theron about that, actually. Maybe next week can be a good one with that. Is he still in the room?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Cool. Okay. Now then, question for you. Perception creates reality and vice versa?
Correct.
Okay. Good, because this is a major question I want to work with you on.
Okay.
Now, I'd like to know kind of what levels of perception create what levels of creation, of reality, I should say. Sorry. Or should I define that question?
Yes, please define.
Okay, let's say, for example, I focus on one area of reality I want to affect. And this focus is absolute. Nothing disturbs my thought process or concentration except that reality I wish to create. How effective is that, or is that compared to the effect of my focusing?
It is compared A to the effect of your focusing. B, it is affected by your perception of time. Do you wish the change to occur immediately or over a given period of time or gradually?
That needs to be expressed.
Correct. If you do not express it, then
Oh.
you do not get results. If you express it as now, then you will not get results because you realize that it is very unlikely that the changes will occur immediately.
Right.
So the chances are decreased with the more imminent deadline.
There's an exception to that rule, though,
To a certain extent, yes.
for health and healing. Let's say I have a headache and I want to change my reality of that headache to be gone. In that case, I would focus strictly on seeing the headache gone and immediately.
Not always immediately.
Really?
What do you define as immediately?
Like next, oh, 5 minutes.
Like
No, 5 minutes.
that? Okay, that is a perception of time.
So you have to specify 5 minutes. Ah, gotcha.
If you say immediately now, it is not gone,
It
you
affects
get
your belief system.
correct. So you have to be realistic.
Okay, right. You have to have an idea of how long it takes you to get rid of a headache. And if you hadn't gotten rid of a headache before, for example, you wouldn't know how long it'd take. So you're guessing.
That is correct.
So your best bet is to estimate out your best guess and double it and say that is a good point.
Correct.
Okay, so a good perception of time then. Rat, that time has to go in a linear fashion like this, but I
Yes.
guess I have to work with
I
that.
also have to make a request.
Sure.
Mark will not have a cup of tea and no less than at any time before an hour before the training session.
Ah, in other words, we need to have Kiri come on next?
No, I can be capable of taking care of it. There is no Kiri tonight.
Oh, okay.
Please do the honors.
Of course.
Again, I will state, Mark will stop drinking tea an hour before the session.
That'll work fine. I'll sure don't pick that up and I'll remind him when he comes back.
Okay, good.
All right. And, okay, so back on reality and perception of reality. And being
okay.
Able to change the creation of that. Point is, how much do you, can I see about the future to change it in a way that won't affect my karmic lessons?
Karmic lessons. By generalizing. Certain things do need to be specific. For example, I would like a vehicle. That has seemed to have been a thought that is very prevalent around your inhabitants.
True.
Okay. What kind of vehicle? What shape of vehicle? What function of vehicle? An automobile? A two-wheeled vehicle? Two-wheeled vehicle with a propulsion system. A three-wheeled vehicle. Three-wheeled vehicle with a large propulsion system, etc.
Right.
So things like that can be specified.
Okay.
Generalizations can have a negative effect, but they also have a positive effect. So it depends on the situation. Each goal and objective and reality needs to have a specific plan. Now, the plans in interfering with karmic lessons are part of the process, part of the learning.
Right. So it's not something where you just say, well, because I'll probably need to learn this one way or another. Screw it.
That's part of the karmic lessons.
Right.
Don't forget that your subconscious interacts with the lessons that have been programmed to occur.
True, very true. So, in essence, you need to have your faith in your own higher consciousness.
Right.
Super consciousness, I remember our exact words for
that. Super ego.
Super ego, thank you. Correct. Super ego, you have to have faith in the fact that if you think about it, obviously, there's a reason for you thinking about it. It's part of your karmic path.
Correct. And weighing and analyzing what is beneficial, not just for yourself, but for others.
Right. Otherwise, just go watch a game of Monday Night Football.
Correct.
Okay. So the question is whether you want to be a doer or a watcher.
Or a sedimentary individual.
Yeah, right. Okay. Good point. I guess in this particular instance with the individuals all involved were pretty well doers.
Yes.
We don't sit around a whole lot in this place.
Excellent. Last question.
Okay.
I have been instructed to...
Aha. Well, excellent. Excellent. Well, this is a tough one. Okay. The Zeta Reticuli, or... We'll just take any alien for this part instead of just generalizing. Have been through this report here said to take females who are 3 months pregnant and remove the babies in a way that they can then work on them.
And then replace them back, I would assume.
I'm not sure. And that didn't actually say that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just generalizing. But what are the odds on that happening here?
Very unlikely.
Beauty.
Now, I'd like to make a comment on that.
Okay.
There are several possible reasons why ladies would claim that they were pregnant and then the baby mysteriously disappeared. One is they were not pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is they are looking for sympathy. The third is that they self-induced an abortion and then claimed it on somebody else, such as the Zetas, to get publicity and to get sympathy.
Wow. I guess that would work. Interesting. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you. Live long, prosper, and I'll be back.
Right. Greetings, Baron.
Greetings.
Excellent. Interesting night tonight. Quite informative.
Yeah.
Very informative. Which brings me to a question that I have for you.
Yeah.
Concerning you and your ship. Omal talked about how you and your ship are symbiotically connected.
Yeah.
First off, will you be able to, can you like take off and go to Sirius if you want?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of handy. But you'll have to wait a long time for they can go trip off to Sirius anytime they want. You've got a ship ready to go.
Like when I stop being pilot, ship also retire.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You can't just kind of keep it parked in the garage. Take it out for a spin.
Nice.
Oh, that's too bad. I thought that'd be kind of a nice benefit, you know.
And it's because consciousness taken taken out and become transport of other method.
Oh, I see. It's used somewhere else.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ship become new person's ship with no consciousness.
Oh.
I keep consciousness for transport.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, so you never lose that.
No.
That's good. Well, we were talking about ships that have been crashed here on Earth. For example, if one of the ships from the base crashed on Earth and its pilot was dead, is there any way somebody could fly that ship after that point?
Right, without consciousness.
Right.
Without consciousness. When I die, consciousness die.
Okay. So no one could take that ship and fly it through any means whatsoever. The propulsion system's basically gone.
All functional, but no consciousness to activate.
Oh, okay. Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Part of safety
factor? Well, I'll figure it out.
I know
the general idea you're trying to get to.
Yeah, I get disc laying your frequency.
Oh, my English?
Yeah.
English? Oh, that'd be good. It's a tough language to learn, to get really good at, proficient.
I just hope to not talk with what is word